Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 56 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will speak to you about how occupational therapy can help children with autism. Autism is a neurological disorder which affects children as young as 18 months of age. It is the fastest growing epidemic in today's times. There are many interventions available for children with autism. Some are evidence-based while many are not. In today's episode, I will focus on one such intervention, which is occupational therapy, and how occupational therapy can help your child with autism. It is a well-known fact, autistic children have lots of sensory issues, which affects their functioning in day-to-day lives. To begin with, I'm not an occupational therapist. I'm a mom of a child with autism. The information I'm sharing in this episode are things I have learned raising our son, who is on the autism spectrum and has high levels of sensory issues. Make sure you consult an occupational therapist who is trained in sensory integration and autism, who can conduct a proper assessment for your child and suggest different strategies to address them. Our son struggled with lots of sensory issues since the time he got diagnosed with autism at 3 years of age. Majority of children with autism have lots of sensory issues. The most common behaviors we can see which are related to underlying sensory issues are: your child might not be able to sit still for a few seconds. They might be constantly on the move. Difficulty in focusing on different tasks and activities. Toe walking is very common in lots of children with autism. Our son toe walks to this day. He's 16 years old today. And it has been a big challenge for him throughout the years. We might also see lots of visual stims. Child might see through peripheral vision, tilt their head to one side and look through the corner of their eyes. Touch sensitivities, difficulty sleeping during the night, either falling asleep or remaining asleep, flapping their hands and constant rocking. These are some of the most common behaviors we might see in children with autism in relation to their underlying sensory issues. The first step as a parent you must take is, if you notice any of the above behaviors in your child, is to consult an occupational therapist who is trained in sensory integration and autism. The therapist will conduct an assessment on your child. A sensory profile caregiver questionnaire is a part of an assessment. It determines what aspects of sensory processing might contribute to your child's performance in daily life. This questionnaire consists of statements about your child's responses to sensory events in daily life. Once the assessment is done, the occupational therapist will interpret the results. Difficulty with sensory input can interfere with the child's ability to complete important activities successfully as other children do. There might be confusing information from sensory systems. In some cases, the child's nervous system is not interpreting the input in a helpful way, leading to the child's sense of disruption with what is going on around them. When sensory processing is difficult for the child, it can affect their work performance. The child might show difficulty in processing sensory input. An occupational therapist trained in sensory integration can help to address various sensory systems that might be affected. Many children struggle with tactile system processing, in which the therapist would focus on exposing the child to different types of textures and materials. Some children can seek out extra movement throughout the day to feel their body. So, an occupational therapist might suggest a sensory diet. Sensory diet is a set of activities the occupational therapist will recommend to your child to conduct throughout the day in order to fulfill their sensory needs and feel regulated throughout the day. If the child doesn't feel good, if they don't feel regulated, if they have difficulty in sleeping throughout the night or remaining asleep, then this will result in challenging behaviors in your child. As a well-regulated body is very important for all the children and for all of us as well. Children with autism struggle with gross motor skills and fine motor skills. An occupational therapist might suggest lots of activities to help in development of these skills. So I hope in today's episode, I have highlighted the role of occupational therapy and how it can help your child with autism. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Good Pods. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Follow me on Instagram at Autism Family Story. And thank you once again for listening to my episode. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.